This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're doing. You could be in traffic. You could be at home. You could be getting to the money, leaving the money. You could be relaxing. I don't know. Thank you for tuning in. Congratulations. This is when the show starts every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM like I do, it's channel 158. If you got yourself a smart speaker, I do this too. You ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, everything pops up. We got a busy show for you, of course. Over the next 4 hours, we'll be hanging out. The NBA Finals Game 1 is tonight. Goes down in about 2.5 hours. The wait is almost over. And I mean, even between last night and today, thinking that we were getting right to the NBA Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers have even more coaching news outside of J.J. Redick. Looks like they have a different target that they're after, and he coaches at UConn. We're going to talk about this this Dan Hurley drama, J.J. Redick drama, Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Davis, LeBron James drama. We got Alan Sliwa, who's going to come through and join us next hour to talk about everything going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. We got a bunch of NFL teams that are currently active in OTAs and mini camps. Jalen Hurts is like, man, we got a brand new offense. Anthony Richardson is like, my shoulder, it still hurts. What a shock, right? What a guy. Adam Silver is supposed to have a press conference in a couple of hours. Well, real soon before the start of the NBA Finals. Maybe we'll get some news about the NBA on TNT. I know they're going to ask him that, and he's going to be very diplomatic. It looks like they still might have a little bit of life. Hickey, at this point, whether or not the NBA on TNT continues on, I feel like it's a round-by-round boxing match where the guy just keeps getting up off the mat.
I was going to say, like, I don't know how you feel. I'm a little sick of the updates of, like, oh, it's not, they're trying. Oh, it doesn't look like it. Oh, there's still a chance. Ooh, does not look very positive. Every day, it's something back and forth. Either they're going to stay there or they're not. Let's get one update and finish it.
Well, I mean, between, I guess, Sportico, the Wall Street Journal, the Sports Business Journal, the New York Times, everybody is just trying to get the scoop, and everybody's trying to go out there and get the news. Yeah, speaking of scoops and news, that kind of ties into the Los Angeles Lakers. But, folks, if you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The phone number is here. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We had a bunch of calls last night. People calling up about their favorite trash talkers of all time. We got everybody from Nature Boy Ric Flair to, I don't know, Gary Payton. And at number one on my list, I had Muhammad Ali. And so the phone lines work because we used the hell out of him last night. I'll say it again, 855-212-4227. You can also find me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you'll be ahead of the game. You will have already known everything that we're going to discuss. And as Hickey and myself are sick of all the updates when it comes down to the NBA on TNT, last night when we left the show, I pretty much said that when I come back tomorrow, it's going to be time for the NBA Finals. It's going to be time for Game 1. Little did I realize it. Being up all damn day and all night, I was, unfortunately. I saw the news pop up early. It's like Woj says that Dan Hurley, the head coach of the UConn Huskies, the man that just won another championship, the man that won his second championship, the man that just beat Purdue with a different squad in Storrs, Connecticut, he's the latest candidate for the Lakers to throw some money at? Are you serious? I mean, it was just all day yesterday. It's been all for the past, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks that this is J.J. Redick's job. Shams said as recently as yesterday. Shams Charania, he's like, hey, J.J. Redick, the Lakers are zeroing in on him. And I guess because two journalists have to compete with each other about stories, Woj just said, no, it's Dan Hurley. And what ironic timing. Because when you think about everything going on in Connecticut right now, Gino Auriemma just got himself a new contract on the women's side. Dan Hurley is still making a paltry $5 million a year with the UConn Huskies, even though he just won his second championship. And so if you're Dan Hurley, you want to stay in UConn in Connecticut, your family is from New Jersey, coaching and playing basketball is in your blood, even from a high school level, his dad is a legendary coach in Jersey. Do you want to leave Connecticut? He was asked about going to Kentucky. Didn't happen, right? It's like, why the hell would I leave Connecticut where I'm king to go to Kentucky? Hell no. My wife would kill me. We got to stay here close to home. But the Los Angeles Lakers are offering you a job? There's a lot of interesting news here. Gino Auriemma gets a deal. He's looking for a contract extension, he being Dan Hurley. And now the Lakers really want him for the gig? What are the chances that both Gino Auriemma and Dan Hurley spoke to the media in the past 24 hours? What are the odds? This is all, there's something fishy going on. This is all a scheme. How about yesterday, Dan Hurley was chatting it up with New York radio legend Mike Francesa. And he pretty much said before the news came out, which was this morning, he says, yeah, I'd be open to coaching in the NBA one day. Listen to this.
I do aspire, one day if the right NBA situation were to come along, I do aspire to.
Really?
To really
that's good, testing that's nice
myself.
To know. Really? Okay. You'd like to take a shot at the NBA.
I mean, if the right situation where, right. You know, an organization wants a tone setter to come in and instill a culture, young players and an organization that wants to pursue championships.
Would it have to be in the Northeast with your wife, or would she? Because I don't know if she'd go all over the country, would she?
She's the boss.
Oh, she's the boss. Well, how many bosses wouldn't like more money and an opportunity in Los Angeles? How many? I mean, you can leave Connecticut and go back. You can leave Connecticut and keep what you got and move to L.A. You can do both. Wouldn't you think this is a dream opportunity? The Los Angeles Lakers are one of the it may not be a consistent job. I mean, the guys who've had it typically have it for 2 or 3 years before they get the boot. What else is there for Dan Hurley to do in college besides go back to back? I mean, if you're looking for another challenge, if you're looking for another step in life, like a lot of people do, you go to L.A. You go to Los Angeles. You go for the glitz. You go for the glamour. And he's an East Coast guy. You just go for the business and a little bit of the lifestyle. What are the odds? How about this? Gino Auriemma. He was on with Dan Patrick today. Yeah, the women's coach who just got himself a big old contract. He basically said, ironically, he was with Dan Hurley last night, had no idea the Lakers were pretty much like hot on his tail. And he was just like, yeah, man, if you did leave and if you did happen to end up with the Lakers, it'd be awesome for you.
You know, this is really funny because I happened to be at a thing with him last night, just leaned over and I said, hey, I think you can win a lot of championships with the Lakers more so than a guy who's never coached. And he just looked at me and, you know, nodded and we had a good laugh. And then this morning I wake up and voila. So I don't know what's going on. And it'd be a bad day for UConn for sure if this happens. And it would be a great, great day for Dan Hurley and I'm sure a bittersweet day for Dan Hurley.
Now, you're being serious that you did bring this up to him last night about the Lakers, John?
Out of nowhere, I just leaned over and I said, you know, I don't know why it came to me. I don't know why, but I said it. And if you ask him, he'll tell you. And I had no idea. And I woke up this morning and somebody sent it to me and I went, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, okay. It's nice to know that Gino Auriemma is he's an oracle. He's a prophet. And if it comes true, he needs to start handing out lottery numbers to everybody. That's what needs to happen next. What are the odds, right? And what are the odds that Dan Hurley didn't just talk yesterday with Mike Francesa and give some thoughts about potentially coaching in the NBA? What are the odds that he also, on a different medium, Store Central up in UConn, decided to talk about his contract status with UConn? Listen to this.
It's complicated. You know, there's a business side of it, which you allow your agent to advise you on. You know, it's probably taken more time, than I think any of us would have liked, but it's not something that's ever, been a rush for me. I think when you've won back-to-back championships, you're not calling your agent and you're worried about the status of your contract. Right. You're more worried about recruiting, scheduling. You also have a market as a coach when you've accomplished a lot of things. So trying to find that sweet spot is something.
Man, leave. If I were him, I'd leave. Like, what else is there for you to accomplish? And let's be real. From a basketball perspective, yeah, the Lakers got work, right? We don't know how long LeBron James is going to stick around. LeBron James in the past has been very complimentary of Dan Hurley. You don't know what happens with Anthony Davis, but you do know this. The Lakers are the Lakers. They are always going to be a destination for stars. And this man, Dan Hurley, has certainly garnered a reputation for being able to work with who and whatever is in front of him, even at a youth level. We also know that he's no nonsense. He's a straight shooter. He's straightforward. I've made fun of him plenty enough here on the radio for his jokes and some of these things he's going to have to tone down. He's been very open about that, as you heard with the Mike Francesa clip. But if the Lakers are offering you a job, what the hell else are you going to do? Is there a more high-profile coaching job in the NBA? What is he supposed to do? Wait until Greg Popovich leaves? Is there a guarantee that that's going to be his gig? There's only one city like L.A. That's L.A. There's only one basketball team in the NBA like the Lakers, and that's the Lakers. And if you think about the money that he's currently making at UConn, $5 million a year. I mean, Bill Self, it took him a little bit more than a decade to end up with his titles. and a little bit of headache. Hurley is making about half of what he has, $5 million. Bill Self is making 10. Okay, yeah, Tom Izzo's been around forever. He's making 9. What's so difficult? Is this a contract ploy to get more money out of the Huskies? Or is Dan Hurley going to just leave and go to L.A.? I mean, outside of the Lakers, the Bulls, the Knicks, I don't think that job is opening up. San Antonio, why are you staying? I'd go for the challenge. I'd go for the lifestyle. And yeah, it's coming with stress, but go for the stress. And if this is a ploy for him to stay in UConn and get a new contract, then at this point, you should never leave. You should never leave. And if he stays at UConn and he waits for the next job and the next opportunity to open up, then we know he's even more hardcore about the Huskies than we could ever think about. News that the Los Angeles Lakers, all of a sudden, they don't want J.J. Redick, but the report now is Dan Hurley is the man that they want to throw the bag at. Think about the top coaches in the NBA. You want to tell me after Ty Lue is getting, what, almost $14 million, that Dan Hurley can't get in that $10 million range with contract escalators? If I'm Dan Hurley, I'm saying give me 50 over the next, I don't know, Hickey, how many years? 5 years? 10 years?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Not 10 years. No, excuse me. 5 years. Five? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be too long. Yeah, give me 10 a year, and I'm leaving. With some escalators if I win a championship, with some bonuses. Easy. With an option to go ahead and renegotiate. But I'm just not leaving just to go to L.A. He needs to have some assurances that I will be here post-LeBron James for whatever the hell that rebuild looks like. That's if LeBron James sticks around. And I think we all know, is LeBron leaving? Yeah, possibly. But I doubt it. The Los Angeles Lakers, the drama continues to unfold. Even hours before, in the day of the NBA Finals and its start. Wild stuff. I thought we were looking at the Celtics winning the championship potentially, not the Lakers, but here they are in the news. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. We got Alan Sliwa, who covers the Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to come through next hour and talk to us about everything going on in the City of Angels. We're going to get into some football as well. All these quarterbacks having media availability today. Anthony Richardson, his media availability, not so good when it comes to his shoulder. Jalen Hurts sounding optimistic about the Eagles and their offense. And how about this on the basketball side? Alex Rodriguez found himself a big-time partner to help buy the Timberwolves. He's one of the richest men on the planet. We got a lot to get into. And, of course, we're going to talk about the actual game tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, speaking of drama, let's just get this damn drama out the way. I need to show love to a WNBA player, and I need to tell a few of them also to just relax a little bit. I'm just getting started. You don't relax. Well, yeah, you relax and just listen. I got you covered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. NBA Finals Game 1 is going to start in about 2 hours from now. It's big time. The Los Angeles Lakers taking away a lot of the attention when it comes down to their coaching search. Depending on which journalist or reporter you ask, Shams Charania said last night, it's J.J. Redick. Early this morning, Woj says it's Dan Hurley from UConn. And Dan Hurley, it's been reported, he spoke to his players today. And he said, yeah, we're negotiating just to be fully transparent with his squad. Wow. He says, as of right now, I'm still here, so it's business as usual until I'm not. Damn. That sounds serious to me. Shams is, it looks like he might have got scooped, potentially. And speaking of a scoop, Hickey, you told me about this, and I saw it as well. The United States of America, they got a big scoop today. What the hell did they do?
They beat Pakistan in cricket. How about that?
Wow, a historic upset. The T20 World Cup. Now, for people who are not familiar with cricket, probably the majority of us, including myself, well, I know cricket. I don't know all the intricacies and rules. It's like baseball on dirt, if you ask me. This is akin to what? What are people comparing us to?
The biggest upset. Oh, they're referring it to the equivalent of plumbers beating Wilt Chamberlain in basketball.
Who said? J.J. Redick came out and said that? Oh, my God.
Plumbers and firemen pulled off the upset.
Oh, my God. You know, what I know about the, cricket historically is a long game. It could take place over days. The T20 version of cricket is a much faster game. And so the United States of America, if you wanted to be proud of the great U.S. of A today, they beat Pakistan in cricket. And if you're not familiar, cricket, as you know, cricket ain't our game. Cricket you can find overseas, and you could thank colonization for a lot of it. But once you get outside the UK and into India and Pakistan, the West Indies, a lot of the former colonies, they still play cricket. It's their national game in a lot of cases. So congratulations to Team USA. You know, Hickey, I'm going to look about getting into having one of these USA cricket players on. What do you think about that?
That'd be cool, I guess. Is this what, the biggest upset for our country since like 1980?
Or with beating the Soviet Union?
Beating the Soviets?
Yeah, well, I guess, right? Less animosity?
Right. Less, true, right? True. You're right about that.
Wow. What a big deal. Yeah, I'm going to look. I know we got the NBA Finals going on. I'm going to see who we can get on from the USA cricket team. Unless they're busy just knocking off everybody else in the world. Don't tell me in America we can't beat everybody, because we can. That's why we're the best. Hi to my friends in Canada. I still love you, too. Y'all look good. Anyway, speaking of the best, let me get this out the way. Last night, there was a WNBA player who did something historic, and it's not Angel Reese and it ain't Caitlin Clark. Asia Wilson, the other woman. Yeah, the one that also got the shoe deal, the one that won a championship. No, the one that has a New York Times bestseller, the one that people were complaining about, why doesn't she get the attention? I don't know. Maybe she has to wave her hand in front of somebody's face. I don't. Maybe she has to take long-distance threes. But last night, Asia Wilson of the Aces, she got smacked in the face about three times, was bleeding, had blood dripping down her face, had to put that big old patch over her nose. Las Vegas beat Dallas 95-81. Listen to this stat line. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. 36 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 steals, and a block. On the season, she's averaging 28 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. We might as well just give the damn trophy right back to the Las Vegas Aces, because if the woman is going to get beat in the face like this and put up those numbers, ain't nobody stopping her. Nobody. That's what Asia Wilson said last night about what has driven her to put up these crazy stats all year long.
So what drives me is the opportunity to play basketball. Like, I love the game. I love the energy that we bring. I love the fun of it. So that's what drives me, just hooping, knowing that there's a young kid in the stands that's, like, amazed at us playing, the entertainment side of it. It's a blessing, something that I don't take for granted. So I really don't care about the outside noise at all. I'm happy to be hooping. We're healthy. Some of us are. Our team is getting there. But we're healthy, and we're playing. Like, this is a blessing. This is a privilege. This is an honor to be in this league. So I'm not going to take any game off. That's disrespectful to my team. That's disrespectful to my coaches. So when the rock is tossed up, just go out there and have fun.
That's good for her. She's very – Hickey, she's real optimistic for somebody who basically almost had their nose broken.
That's true. But you know what? When you're putting up the stat line she is, I don't think anything can slow you down or get your spirits down.
You could put up those numbers with a broken nose?
Ooh. If I had her talent, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You ever competed with a broken anything? No?
I dislocated my pinky once and popped it back in and kept playing.
Oh, football?
Football. Oh, no big God. Deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
A modern day Ronnie Lott.
That's,
oh, wow.
That's it.
I thought you were going to tell me about how you chopped the pinky off like him, but no, just popped it back in, huh?
You know what? If they had to chop it off, I would have and kept playing. But thankfully, it was only just a quick pop back in.
What a tough guy.
I know.
And what were you going for, a tackle?
I was. It was actually in a scrimmage, so that, I would say, even ups the toughness when it's not even a real game, just a little midseason scrimmage. I popped it out, popped it back in, and right back in there. Putting my nose trying to get the football.
Damn. Look at you.
I know.
Nobody knew either. Nobody knew.
No, of course not. I didn't make a big deal about it. I felt it. I wasn't crying. I didn't lay down on the ground. I just took myself out, go to the trainer, boop, and back in like no one even knew.
Reminds me of the scene of, you're like Kobe Bryant and Ronnie Lott. What a guy.
Some people have said that. Some people have made that comparison.
Yeah, that's my guy. I'm proud of you. That's my guy. I got a story to tell. You know how tough he is? I'm going to hang out with you at the bar, and I'm just going to pick fights now, Hickey, okay?
This guy one time, let me tell you, you won't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, fight him. Hickey, you want to know a story? This is appropriate for the air.
Oh, let's hear it.
So, I haven't seen these guys in a few years because they've had some trouble. I don't need to hang out with them. But I used to see John Jones and his brothers out at a lot of social events, right? So, John is one of the best MMA fighters of all time. He certainly had his share of legal issues. And his brother Arthur, at one time, played in the NFL as an offensive lineman. And his other brother Chandler, well, I feel like he was getting psychiatric help, over the past years, all types of stuff with the Raiders. So I haven't seen him. And I think that speaks of how decent of a human being I'm trying to be. But anyway, I saw John Jones, like, in his he was rising up as a star. He was already a star. And I was out with him one night and another buddy. And we were out at a bar. Yeah, and this was actually like a month before a fight that he was supposed to have, by the way. And so my friend was a wrestler at Rutgers, right? And so his name is also John. And so I got a friend named John. And then I got John Jones over here. And so what do you do when you have two mutual friends? Hickey, what do?
Introduce them.
You introduce them. And so my friend who's a wrestler is like, I don't want to say a stereotypical wrestler. He's not 8 feet tall. He's a smaller guy, right? John Jones is, 6'2", 3", 4", 5". And so I tap my friend John on the shoulder. I say, hey, John, hey, meet Big John. This is John Jones. John Jones, meet my friend John. John wrestled at Rutgers. And then, Hickey, I proceeded to then tell John Jones, my friend John right here said he could kick your ass.
Oh, no.
I did. And my friend was like, oh, no. And John was looking at him like, oh, he's laughing. This is a joke anyway. And, of course, it was jokes, but it was a funny 2 seconds. Because I think if John Jones had, I don't know, one more drink or two more drinks or he had something else, it may have been different. But this is before we knew that John Jones was into, let's just say, other forms of substances. So it was fun. And so what I'll do, Hickey, is I'll find an MMA fighter that I know a few of them, and one day I'll introduce you to him, and then I'll tell him how tough you are.
That will probably end poorly for someone. I won't tell you who.
Oh, okay.
But someone, it will not go well for them.
Okay, I know Frankie, he's retired, but he'll get you. A couple of guys. I'll make sure they go easy on you.
Oh, thanks.
I'll make sure they
thanks, go I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sure them going even 10% of their max is still, you know, going to give me a chance, right?
Oh, Poirier from UFC, I know him. He's from Louisiana, from New Orleans.
Didn't he just fought, right?
He just fought. He just lost.
Tore his ACL, I saw. He got banged up.
He completed the fight with a torn ACL,
a broken
nose, and I think his shoulder was busted up too.
That is, it doesn't surpass my story of the dislocated pinky, but close, very close in terms of toughness.
Yes, listen, this, but I'm putting you in that category, so you're better than me, Hickey. I don't do anything, man. If my pinky gets dislocated, I'm done for the next, I don't know, 10 years. That's it. I haven't picked up a basketball. What year are we in? 2024. I haven't picked up a basketball since probably 2017, Hickey. I'm done. Never in my life. Done. Finished.
Wow. All right.
For what?
That's a good point. For what?
Am I getting Wembanyama's contract?
Probably not.
Hell no. Not getting that guy's contract. Hey, congratulations to Asia Wilson on her big night. People want to talk about the other ladies getting all the attention. Here. I highlighted Asia Wilson. Congratulations. We'll have more of it, of course. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Moral of the story is, don't go out with me. I'll get you beat up. But anyway, speaking of contracts and money, the Chiefs added another wide receiver. I don't know whether I should be shocked or appalled. Because this receiver has been accused of being a snitch. Meanwhile, everybody's favorite celebrity tight end was sitting around on TV. We'll talk about it on the other side. We're going to get into the Celtics. We'll talk about Alex Rodriguez getting a best new friend to try to buy the Timberwolves. There's a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yeah, we're going to get into some basketball again. If you didn't know, the Mavericks and the Celtics are going to play tonight, not the Lakers. I got to give you some NFL news because we have had plenty of that, right? with all this contract talk, J.J. Redick getting a Lakers contract, Danny Hurley in negotiations to get a Lakers contract, how about a guy on the Chiefs got a contract today? And I just had to go, okay. All right. They're bringing him back due to familiarity. That's why he's there. Mecole Hardman is back with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, the man who caught the game-winning touchdown, he's back. The man who was starting, or he started the year with the New York Jets, the Jets gave him $6 million to try to help out with Garrett Wilson and be another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. And we all know how the New York Jets season went last year. The New York Jets went into the toilet the minute that Aaron Rodgers went down four plays into the game. Yeah, it's the most New York Jets thing ever. When is Aaron Rodgers getting hurt? Not game four, not game 16, not game 8 or 12, not even in the fourth quarter of the game. Let's just get it out the way. Four plays into the season, he went down. And the Jets season went down with him. And so things were pretty, let's just say, dour. They stunk. It was a bad place to be. And so Mecole Hardman, the man had a grand total of one catch and 6 yards while he was with the New York Jets. He didn't even play. The New York Jets then promptly sent him right back to Kansas City. And then he ends up winning a championship. By the way, his entire regular season tenure with the Chiefs, 6 games, a grand total of 118 yards receiving. He caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, though, right? That's all that matters. He caught the one to win it all. And it didn't go on without controversy. Because after the season was over, he started to complain openly about his time with the New York Jets. He started to say how they went into the toilet. And I'm saying to myself, why is he bad-mouthing the squad that you just won the Super Bowl? Why are you talking about the Jets for? And then the New York Jets, the active players, started hitting back. Sauce Gardner, Pro Bowl caliber, All-Pro caliber cornerback, pretty much said, man, shut up, because you were sabotaging us. While you weren't playing and you were upset, like you were sending plays to the Chiefs, which the Jets played. You were snitching. You're the worst possible teammate. And then there were others who backed them up. And Mecole Hardman actually had the nerve to sit down on the Pivot podcast. And yeah, he was talking about everything that went wrong with the Jets. Listen to this.
Y'all treat certain guys that shouldn't be treated like they should be treated. And I just feel like it's not an established coaching staff there as well. Like, you just got a new coaching staff that came in. It's no standard there. It's like everybody do what they want to do. And defense have a more of a stabilized standard with that, with the coaching staff on that side. So you could tell the defense got a standard, but the offense is just like, all right, we'll just figure it out. It's Aaron's show. Let Aaron do what Aaron do, you know what I mean? But then when Aaron go down, it's like, we don't know what to do. Y'all can't tell me about winning. I've been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years, you know what I'm saying, now, you feel me? But beforehand, I've told you, I've been to 4 AFC championships, I've been to 3 Super Bowls, I've won 2 of them. Like, I know what winning looks like.
Right.
I know what winning is. So y'all keep telling me certain things, it's like, I'm not going for that. Like, because y'all not doing it right. Like, we got helmets on the ground, we don't got no discipline, people feel like it's too many individual egos in this locker room or whatever, and I'm telling them, I'm like, that's not going to get y'all to win. It's not going to happen.
The New York Jets also said, well, maybe if you learn the playbook, maybe you could be out on the field to help us. Maybe if you didn't get beat out by younger players, maybe you could be out on the field to help us. Hickey, what's with people who have no idea what the hell they're doing telling people what to do?
It's a great question, and that's a big problem in our country.
Country, man.
World, oof. Fair.
Mecole, what is he doing? And I know that's old footage, but it still makes me go, what did you do? Did you throw the ball to yourself, or did Patrick Mahomes throw you the ball to win those championships? Like, what did you contribute that was so much where all of a sudden you are the authority on winning that you need to tell the New York Jets this? Like, just shut up. You won a championship. You won a Super Bowl. What the hell else more is there to say? Why you got to take a crap on the New York Jets? And how about this? If the New York Jets felt that he was worth a damn on the football field, I think they would have put him out there. I don't think the Jets are that stupid, right? And so surprisingly, or maybe not, with all of the snitch talk, and he did all of this talking while he was on the Chiefs. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm like, why are you running your yap? Like, why are you spilling, talking about state secrets on the other team? Like, you're not doing that to us, are you? Are you worth the trouble? Are you worth the drama? And so the Kansas City Chiefs, it's not like they're naked in the wide receiver room. We know Rashee Rice is likely facing a suspension. That's probably a main reason. Marquise Brown, they drafted Xavier Worthy. Kadarius Toney is still there. I don't know if he can. Hickey, can he catch a football? Can he catch it?
He can deflect it almost like a volleyball player. He does that pretty good.
I've seen the ball go off of his helmet too. So
true. He's got that part down.
He does. He does. And so I don't know if this is the Kansas City Chiefs being like the Buffalo Bills saying, hey, we got to keep the guy. At least he's familiar with what we do out here. But I'm slightly surprised. Slightly surprised that he's back. I think he'll have more than 118 yards receiving, possibly. His career high, 3 seasons ago, 693 yards. I think he could potentially get back there now that he's away from the Jets. This time, man, just shut up. One guy that you don't have to worry about, he's going to get his yards. We know that he's definitely going into the Hall of Fame. It was interesting this morning to pop on the television and see Travis Kelce. And what was he doing? He wasn't complaining about life. He doesn't have a former team to complain about. He's going to retire a Kansas City Chief. They had Travis Kelce on Good Morning America. You want to know what he was talking about?
Himself?
Oh, damn. yeah. He wanted to tell everybody. And listen up very carefully, folks. Listen very closely as Travis Kelce tells everybody how good his life is.
I feel like I'm on top of the mountain even after winning the Super Bowl and having the offseason that I'm having. Living the dream, baby.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good is Travis Kelce's life these days?
Man, 20? 100? Man, I'm so fortunate and so grateful of everything that's come my way in life.
Oh, man. Read the room. Read the room. Is there a camera that he doesn't like? None, right?
He's like A-Rod in that sense.
Oh, my God.
Anytime there's a camera around, he says yes. He's acting. He's doing shows. He's on Good Morning America. He says yes to everything.
Oh, man. Like, if you're Good Morning America, what do you say to him? Hey, Travis, we want to talk to you about what?
That right there, which you may have the greatest life of anyone right now presently living. Let's talk about it. Let's hear how great your life is, Travis. Everything you got going for you.
And he just goes, oh, yeah, but I'll slip in a line about how fortunate I am. I'm going to tell everybody my life is amazing. But before I do that, I'm going to say my life is amazing. Your life sucks. And yeah, I get to sit and tell you about it on TV. Like, this is news. I get it. Good Morning America is a little bit more lighthearted than, hardcore news. To be honest, I know the world is changing. Demographics are changing. Do people still watch the news, as a matter of fact, or is it just me?
I don't watch the news.
None? Nothing? You know what's going on in the world, right?
I do know what's going on in the world, for the most part. For the most part.
You just read about it on, like, X or something?
That's it. I mean, I feel like, I hate to say it, and this is maybe not a good reflection on me and my judgment, but I feel like everything I need to know, I can find on Twitter.
Elon Musk has it for you, right?
I mean, if you see the latest addition he's made, it's a one-stop shop for anything and everything.
Oh. Yeah.
You can get everything on Twitter.
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, the stuff they used to have, the magazines covered up in the back of the shop. Not anymore.
No, sorry.
Not anymore. Elon Musk has that on X. And so you could find out about the war in Ukraine. You can get other things that are supposed to be for adults. And then you can also get the world news. And you can also learn that Travis Kelce's life is amazing all on Twitter. Thank you, Elon Musk. And thank you for your batteries for these cars as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. You know, Hickey brought him up. Alex Rodriguez, never met a camera he doesn't like. You know, he's not the only dude to get a little bit of attention today, despite the fact that the Mavericks and Celtics are going to play game one of the NBA Finals. You know, Alex Rodriguez has tried to buy these Minnesota Timberwolves with his partner, Mark Lowry. Well, it appears that they got backup. If Travis Kelce's life is good, this guy's life, even for a dude, what is he got to be in his 70s, almost 80? This man's life has been good for a long time. And now he's A-Rod's friend? A business partner. There's a difference. I'm going to tell you what the hell is going on with the Timberwolves on the other side of the break. We're going to talk to Alan Sliwa about what's going on with the Lakers. We'll get you all set and ready for the Celtics. More NFL news. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.